The lesson was on influence. And the preacher encouraged those that heard him share this lesson to be sure after services, if the person that had influenced them in becoming a Christian was in the same audience, that after services they would go and find that person and thank them personally for the good influence that they had been upon their lives. And after services, different members of the congregation could be seen, some going to their parents and thanking them, some going to Sunday school teachers and thanking them for their influence. But the longest line was formed to visit with this woman in her late 70s. She had never taught a class, never seemingly filled a prominent role within the church. But for many decades, her quiet life of consecration had touched more people than anyone else. In worship, in her home, and in the community, she had led many to Christ. I want us to consider tonight influence. Yes, thinking about those who have been a wonderful influence on us, have caused us to follow Christ or perhaps follow Him more closely. But also to think about our influence, our example before others. Paul encouraged Timothy, be an example to the believers, even though he was a young man, that he was to guard his example. And so must we. I was assigned a topic recently to speak on the topic of example, and it got me to thinking about the importance of it. So I've expanded some of those thoughts to share with you, though it won't be a long lesson, but I hope that it will remind us of the importance of example. Four reasons why example is so important. Number one, because of reputation. Because of reputation, example is important. Bill Gaither, in his book, I Almost Missed a Sunset, talks about a time when he and his wife had only been married a couple of years. They lived in Alexandria, Indiana. They were both teachers. They wanted to buy some land on which to build a house. And they noted this beautiful, lush pasture land just south of that town and learned that it belonged to a 92-year-old retired banker named Mr. Yule. Well, they wanted to buy some of that land, and so they approached him. Mr. Yule, though retired, still went to the bank for a couple of hours, and so that's where Gloria and Bill Gaither found him on this particular day. Bill Gaither introduced himself and told him why they had come for a visit, that they were interested in buying some of his land. And just as Gaither expected, the man replied, "Not selling. I promised it to a farmer for grazing." Gaither responded, "Well, I know, but we teach school here and thought maybe you'd be interested in selling it to someone who wanted to make their home here." Well, he pursed his lips and stared at Gaither and asked again, "What'd you say your name was?" "Gaither," he replied, "Bill Gaither." "Huh, any relation to Grover Gaither?" the banker asked. "Yes, sir. He was my granddad." Mr. Yule put down the papers he was working on, took off his bifocals, and reflected for a moment. "Interesting. Grover Gaither. One of the best workers I ever had on my farm. Full day's work for a day's wage. Very, very honest man. What is it you said you wanted?" And Gaither went on to say that he wanted to buy some of the land. And Yule responded, "Well, let me do some thinking on it and come back and see me." Well, they came back within the week. Mr. Yule told Gaither he had the property appraised. Gaither held his breath as he heard the banker say, "How does $3,800 sound? Would that be okay?" If that was per acre, Gaither thought to himself, he would need over $60,000. "$3,800?" he asked. "Yes, 15 acres for $3,800. dollars. Gaither knew it was worth at least three times that much, so he readily accepted. 3 decades later, Gaither recalls, he and his son were strolling on that beautiful, lush property. And he said to his son, "Benji, you've had this wonderful place to grow up through nothing that you've done, but because of the good name of a great granddad that you never met." Example is important because of reputation. Not just because our children, even grandchildren, great-grandchildren could benefit from our good example, from our being people of character and honest and having integrity. Not only that, but because simply God wants us to have a good reputation. He wants us to be all those good things, good and honest, for the right reasons. For example's sake, Proverbs 22 verse 1, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold." Example is important because of our reputation. Secondly, example is important because of our representation. I want to take you back a few years to when I was in high school, and I loved to play sports. And I remember in particular our basketball coach, Coach Daniel, who later became the mayor of Marion, the city of Marion, Alabama. But it seemed that every time we'd go out of town for a game, we'd go get up into the bleachers, and we all knew what was coming. It was going to be a lecture from Coach Daniel. And in the course of that lecture, he would remind us that we are to behave ourselves when we go to this other place, even if it was Sunshine School out in the middle of nowhere, where the basketball court was really their cafeteria, had low ceilings. You couldn't shoot a high arching shot because it hit the ceiling. But even at Sunshine, he said, you need to remember that you're representing someone. You're representing your family. You're representing your school. And for these reasons, you need to behave properly. We need to set the right kind of example because we represent others. Yes, we represent our families. We represent our church family. We represent Jesus to the world. 2 pictures from Scripture that remind us of this. One is in Matthew 5, where Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, but glorify your Father who is in heaven." Jesus said of his disciples, "You are the light of the world." And being the light of the world for Christ means that we're concerned about the example that we set, realizing that we represent Jesus before others. I appreciated this statement from an author unknown to me. "I would not give much for your religion unless it can be seen. Lamps do not talk, but they do shine." Our lights must shine. We mustn't let them be hidden under the basket of sin or hypocrisy or setting the wrong example. But let them shine brightly because we represent Jesus. Another picture is used by the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, where he writes, "You are our epistle, our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle for Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart." You are light, reflecting the light of Jesus by your example. Paul says of Christians, you are also an epistle of Christ, a letter being read by all men. Let's ask ourselves, What kind of epistle am I? What are people learning about Jesus as they examine our lives? You're writing a gospel, a chapter each day, by the deeds that you do, by the words that you say. Men read what you write, whether faithless or true. Say, what is the gospel according to you? May our lives adorn the gospel, Titus 2 verse 7. May our lives be such that people do see our good works, but they don't glorify us. They glorify our Father who is in heaven. I appreciate the words of the song that we sing from time to time. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. That ought to be the prayer on our lips. The third verse states, from the dawn of the morning to close of day, an example in deeds and in all you say. Lay your gifts at His feet. Ever strive to keep sweet. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. Why? Because example is important. It's important because of whom we represent. We represent Jesus to the world. Thirdly, example is also important because of results. Because of results. Philippians 4 verse 9. The Apostle Paul, writing to this beloved church in Philippi, wrote, these things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, do. These do. And the God of peace will be with you. Follow my example, he says. You heard me teach. You observe my life. Do those things. And the God of peace will be with you. That'll be the result. But the results of a good example, and stressing the importance of example, is realizing that it doesn't matter how old we are, young or old, in between. Doesn't matter where we work or if we're retired, where we live, each of us is setting an example. We may not ever know what eyes and ears are listening and watching us. But the fact is, our example affects other people. It influences other people. In fact, it's our example that will influence others more than anything else, even what we may say. Edgar Guest, familiar poem, but reminds us of the importance of example. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example's always clear. Example is always clear. And your example, my example, does have an influence on others around us. I read about a missionary that was seeking to teach others by distributing tracts, Bible tracts. And one pagan, accepting a tract from him, said, thank you for your tract. Now I'm going to watch your tracts to see if I want to become a Christian. People are watching our tracts. And they're gauging about how seriously they're going to take the message that we're trying to teach by the way that we live. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, what you are speaks so loud, I cannot hear what you say. Alice Joyce Davidson wrote this nice poem, reminds us that do as I say, not as I do. What a foolish point of view. To make a point to those you teach, you must practice what you preach. You must set good examples day by day, and then sincerely you can say, do as I say and as I do to everyone who follows you. No, we can't be perfect. But we can strive to make sure that our message is matched by our manner of life, to practice what we preach. Because the importance of example is that it has results on those around us. And again, we may never know exactly who is watching. Fourth and final reason why example is important, and that is because of righteousness. Again, example is important because God wants us to set a good example. Going back to school, many of you, the kids this week, some of them anxious, some of them dreading it, you know. But I think about the little children and even seeing Haley in the recent past doing this very thing. But those writing tablets or those sheets of paper where there are several lines on which they're to practice writing their letters. And the first one, there's given an example of the letter, say the letter A. And there's even lines demonstrating how they're, which lines are to be written first. And the instructions by the teacher are to, for that student to copy that example, to do it just like that. And before they write the letter, to be sure to look at that example and try to copy that to the best of their ability. What happens a lot of times, and I've seen this, is that they'll begin and it'll look just like the example. But then instead of looking back to the original example, they'll look to their own letters. And before they get to the end of the page, a lot of times it looks nothing like the original. What's the message for us? For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in His steps. Jesus needs to be that pattern that we look at, constantly looking at the pattern, not gauging our example, how we're to live by what we did yesterday or the day before, but always looking back to the perfect example, realizing we can never do it perfectly, but we can always be pressing toward it. And the more that we press toward it, the more like Jesus we're going to become. 1 John 2 and verse 6 says, "He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walked." We have an influence. An influence that's built upon our example. And as we think about those who have influenced us to live more and more like Jesus, let's think about the example and the influence that we have upon others. And let's ask ourselves tonight as we close, I say I follow Jesus. Is my life becoming more and more like His? It may be tonight that there are some who desire to respond because they realize they need the prayers of the church because their example has not been what it should. They realize they haven't represented Jesus well before others. If you desire the prayers of the church on your behalf, or if it's your desire tonight, having never obeyed the gospel, to do so, we invite you to come right now as we stand and sing.